So the Mishnah says, "Ilan shehu oimed v'soichat tchum." So the case, the Mishnah is describing as the tchum of the Yirmikot, right? So the tchum, in Yirmikot is Kayador, the city that the roads come run to, right?
Yeah, it's just so confusing.
Okay. An Yirmikot is the city that the roads come run to, the roads come Shkaga, right? The tchum is the extended area of the Yirmikot. The Yirmikot is the area of the city itself, which has where, you know, the houses are. Where the houses are, right? And outside of the city, there is what's called a tchum. So that's like the fields and whatever, right? The area outside the city, which is still belongs to the city. That's called a tchum. Now, the din is that the tchum, it was in the Gemara Ali on the Talmud, the tchum of the Ir Miklat protects the Ritzach just as much as the Ir itself does, even though the Ritzach is not allowed to live there. Right? Nobody's allowed to live there. So the Gemara is now discussing what the borders of the tchum, the parameters of the tchum. So this is Elon. Shehu oimed b'seichat tchum. You wanna come up, mate? You wanna up?
No.
Ilan shehu oimed b'seichat tchum v'noifoy noitei chutzat tchum oimed chutzat tchum v'noifoy noitei l'teichat tchum hakol hoileich achar hanoif. So if you have a tree, right, which is standing within the tchum of the ear, right, and the leaves, the canopy of that tree extends outside of the tchum, right? In such a case, right? Or alternatively, if the tree is standing outside the tchum, but the tree's canopy extends to within the tchum, the question is, right, how do we view this tree? Is the tree within the city? Is it not within the city? Do we split it in half? That's the question that's in the Mishnah, right? The answer is, so the din is that we follow the knife, right? Meaning that if the canopy of the tree is within the tchum, then the tree is considered within the tchum. And even if you're standing, Pashtus in the Mishnah, we'll get to the details in a minute, but Pashtus in the Mishnah, even if you're standing on the roots of the tree, that still counts as standing within the tchum, although the roots of the tree are outside the tchum. Alternatively, if you are, simple pshat in the Mishnah is that if you are standing on the roots of the tree and the noif of the tree, the canopy of the tree is outside of the tchum, right? That would be as though you were outside of the tchum of the city, right? That's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. Okay. V'ramini, we've got a contradiction. Ilan shum oimed b'seicha oimed v'noite lechutz oimed b'chutz v'noite lefnim mikineged achoim v'lefnim kelefnim mikineged achoim v'lechutz kelechutz. Okay, so similar case, right? There is a din that you can only eat Maiser Sheni within a city that was walled at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, or basically that means Yerushalayim, right? Within the borders of the walls of Yerushalayim. So what happens if you have a tree that goes above the walls, and half the tree is within the city and half the tree is outside? So we passed that you split the tree in half. If you're actually within the city, then you're allowed to eat Maiser Sheni there. If you are actually outside the city, you're actually not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni there. Right? This is a contradiction. Do you view a tree as being one unit, or whether we're inside the city or not? So the Gemara answers, Maiser are miklat karamis? Will you really think it's reasonable to bring a contradiction between Maiser Sheini and are miklat? Maiser bechayma tala rachamana, are miklat bedira tala rachamana. So Maiser Sheini is dependent upon the walls of the city, the formal walls of the city, right? Ari Mikot are dependent on where people live, and they're dependent on the living space, which includes an extended area. So the definition of the area that we have to talk about is a completely different definition. Therefore, it might also be determined differently. What's up? Do you want up? You can pick it up. It's yours. Okay. So Maiser b'chomot ha'achamon are mitzvah to b'dir ha'achamon. B'dnoifoy mit darlei be'ikaroi loy mit darlei. So you can live in the canopy of a tree, says the Gemara, but you can't possibly live in the roots of the tree. Yeah. I'm sorry? That's exactly what the Gemara says. You can't live on the roots of the tree. The roots of the tree don't provide a dira. The canopy potentially can.
You can live on the canopy or under
the canopy?
It's maybe talking about in the canopy. I'm not really sure. It's a good question, what it means to live in the canopy of a tree. It's basically a tree house. Okay. Okay. V'rami Meiser HaMeiser. Right, but there's a contradiction anyway within Meiser. Tesanya Birshalayim Halacha Charanoif, Bari Mikud Halacha Charanoif. So there's a brisa that anyway says in Yerushalayim they went after a knife. In which case, there's no contradiction between Meiser and Ari Miklat. There is an internal contradiction between two different sources talking about Meiser. As the Mishnah said that we split the tree in half. And this brisa seems to imply that no, like in Ari Miklat, everything is Halecha Charanoif, right? The canopy is what's important in defining where the tree is. Right, so Amar Rav Kahana Leikashi Harbi Yehuda Rabbanon. This is actually, it says Rav Kahana, this is actually the subject of a disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Desanya. Rav Yehuda Omer Beme Ara Hoylech Achar Pitzcha Beilan Hoylech Achar Noifo. Rav Yehuda says, so when we're talking about a cave, the cave is located wherever the opening, wherever the entrance to the cave is located. But when we're talking about a tree, the tree is considered to be located wherever the canopy of the tree is located. Right? Even if the body of the cave or the roots of the tree are outside of that area. Yeah? So he says, maybe you'd understand the din of Rabbi Huda is really going lechumrah. It's not saying that. Even Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that when it comes to Meiser, everything goes after the canopy. What he's really saying is that if the canopy is outside, inside the city, then you can't eat Meiser, then you can't be poida Meiser. So you can't do pidyon a Meiser Sheni. Remember, if Meiser Sheni, if you, for whatever reason you can't, I don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, so you redeem it, and then you take that money to Yerushalayim and you spend it on food in Yerushalayim and eat it there. Bikdushas Meiser. That's the din. So he says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, the din is that you can't do pidyon within Yerushalayim, you just eat the fruits. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is holding that just like you can't do a pidyon in the canopy of the tree, you can't do a pidyon on the roots of the tree. And just like you can't eat the fruit without a pidyon on the roots of the tree, you can't eat the fruit without a pidyon in the canopy of the tree. Meaning he's just going lechumra, right? Almost like he's not really sure what to do with this tree. Right? He's not sure where to view the tree. Ava bil elagabe yari mikot bishlam ayikare b'chutz v'nefim b'fnim ki heichi devenofe loy matikate le b'yikare nami loy matikate le elagabe b'fnim v'nefim b'chutz ki heichi devagufa matikate le b'yikare nami matikate le agavai kai. So the Gemara says, but when it comes to one ear miklat, okay, fine, I'll tell you, I'm willing to go along with it if the canopy of the tree is within the city and the roots of the tree are outside the city. If he's standing on the roots of the tree, you can't kill him because the canopy is within the city, right? But if the canopy is outside the city and he's standing on the roots within the city, you're going to allow him to be killed. He's standing in the city. Right? That's what the Gemara asks. It doesn't make any sense to be makel in this case, right? That's absurd. It says the Gemara, that's totally absurd. Right? Amarava beikar dechuli amalei pligi dele mati katil kai benoifu beyachol lahargoi bechitim esroyis dechuli amalei pligi de mati katile ki pligi bemehavi bemikaroi darga lanoifu marasaver have ikaroi darga lanoifu marasaver le have ikaroi darga lanoifu. So it says, Rava says, no. Everybody agrees that if he's standing within the roots of the city, on the roots and there within the city, he's within the city, and you can't kill him. And everybody agrees that if you're standing outside the city, and maybe if he's if you're standing outside the city and you can shoot arrows at him when he's in the canopy of the tree, then everybody agrees that it is mutter for the Gol Adam to kill him, right? The case at which there is a disagreement is if the tree is, you know, just happens to have grown in such a way that the roots are almost like a step. They're almost like a staircase up to the canopy. In such a case, we have a disagreement in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Do you view the roots as basically being part of the canopy, but they're almost like a staircase up to the canopy? Or do you view the roots as not being a staircase up to the canopy, they're a separate unit? That's the sum total of disagreement, very limited. Right? And then, Ravashi Amar, my acharanoif, af acharanoif. Ravashi says, no. Whatever does it mean? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? He means af acharanoif. Meaning, and this is most Rishonim understand it like this. Really, we view a tree as being wherever the roots are. right? But when it comes to cases like this, we'll go lechumra after the canopy, right? So if you're in the canopy, right, then certainly you can't be killed. And maybe if you're on the roots when the canopy's within, you can't be killed, because we'll go lechumra after the canopy. But certainly, right? Really, what we think is important is the roots. Okay? So if he killed within that city, then he goes to a different neighborhood in the same city. He killed Bishkaga, right, and needs to go into Galus again. So he goes into Galus within in a different neighborhood of the city. This time he killed within the Yomiklad, yeah. Bishkaga. So he goes to a different neighborhood, and a Ben Levi will, if he Ben remembered, Ari Miklad are also Ari Levim. There are cities where the Levim live. Right, so he said, so if a Ben Levi who lives there killed in that Eir Miklat, he'll go into Golis in a different Eir Miklat.
Then he'll just keep killing in Eir Miklat.
I mean, it has to be B'Shogeg.
Yeah.
If it's not B'Shogeg, if he's deliberately killing people, he gets executed. Or the Golodom kills him, but the Eir Miklat doesn't help. So, the Eir Miklat only helps if it's accidental. Tanu Rabbanon v'samti lecha makoim v'goymer v'samti lecha b'chayecha makoim mim koimcha. Asher Asher Yanosama Melamisha Yisrael Megdalin Bemidbar. So, the bright, we have a bright that says Vesamti lecha makoim v'gomer Vesamti lecha b'chayecha makoim. I put within your life a place. Meaning, if you killed within the Eir Miklat accidentally, now you need to call us again. What's the problem? If you leave the Eir Miklat, you can be killed. Right, but certainly by the first Gol Adam, you can be killed. Remember, we saw it as a machlokes tanaim, a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili on the other. If it is mutter for the rotzeach to kill you before the trial, for the Gol Adam to kill you before the trial, but certainly the Gol Adam can kill the first Gol Adam kill you. We're already post trial, so we can't tell you have to leave the city. Right, it must be that we're telling you to go to into Golos in a different part of the city. And it says, right, Asher Yanush Shama, that pasuk, that he will flee to there, that teaches us that the Jews actually went into Golos in the Midbar, right? If they killed someone Bishkaga in the Midbar, they actually went into Golos. Lehekon Maglin leMachne Levia. Where did they go into Golos to? They went to Golos to Machne Levia. So if you remember from Parshas Bamidbar, Nasai, the layout of the Machne in Israel, in the Midbar, right? There were the 12 tribes of Israel in either a circle shape or a Mokin David shape or some sort of shape around the center of the center of the camp. The center of the camp, you have on different sides of around the Aaron position, Moshe and Aaron, and then the camps of Kehath, Merari, and Gershom, right? And then the Mishkan's at the very center. So you can go to one of the Levitical camps. That's where you would go into Golos if you were in the Midbar, if you killed Bishkaga in the Midbar. Right? You would leave your camp, the camp of your tribe, and you would go into the camps of the Levim. Okay, so it says, Mikan Amru ben Levi Shahara Gulem Plach Plach. Vim Galle Plachoi Plachoi Kolotoi. So it says, that is why we say that a Ben Levi who went to the Golos can go to a different city. Because a Ben Levi who killed in the Midbar would have had to go to a different Machane Levia, right? Because each Machane Levia, each camp of the Levium, is its own city. So he couldn't be going to Golos within a different place in that Machane. That makes no sense. They're not big enough. It must be that he went into Golos in a different Machane Levia. Therefore, we see that a Levi who killed Bishkaka should go into Golos in a different place, right? But a Yisrael can just go within the same city, because that limit only applies to Levi, not to a Yisrael, right? And then it says that, but if he went to his original city, if the Levi did actually go into Golos in his original city, then that city will save his life. Yeah, it's not meant to, but if he does, then it works. Amar Rav Acha Breit Rav Ika Maikra Ki Beir Mikato Yeshiv Ad Shekalatatoy Kfar. So Rav Acha says you can explain this din by the pasuk, because the pasuk says Ki Beir Mikato Yeshiv, because he will sit in his Eir Miklat, right? A city which is already protecting him. Meaning, he wasn't meant to go to his own city, he was meant to go to a different city, but if he went to his own city, then that city does protect him, and once that city is already protecting him, he's not obligated to leave. Okay? We will continue, please God, tomorrow.
what